Something for Nothing, the Stamp Collecting Report. I'm Lloyd DeVries. A stamp album can be rather daunting, all those empty spaces demanding to be filled. The U.S. alone has issued more than 1,000 stamps in the last 10 years, so the American Philatelic Society, the National Stamp Club, is publishing smaller, subject-specific albums, attractively priced.
The album's utterly free.
Fred Bauman, who created the albums for the APS, says the only cost is the ink and paper. The stamps to fill them up don't really cost that much either.
Most of the individual stamps are on the order of 20 to 75 cents. This isn't going to break the bank for anybody, I hope.
Inexpensive beginner-friendly stamp albums used to be sold in 5 and 10s. Now there aren't even 5 and dime stores, much less the albums, so Bauman saw a need.
If you can come up with an album that has stamps that are readily available, attractively printed, and affordably priced, my feeling is you could get a lot more beginners and young people, and not so young people, too, to possibly collect the modern U.S. stamps.
Most of the albums are for states, although a Lincoln album is coming up soon. It's part of the Society's educational mandate.
This is just our 21st century way of trying to reach out to more people and show more people the pleasures and the enjoyment that can be had from stamp collecting.
The APS albums are PDF files and an improvement on traditional beginner albums.
In glorious color, by the way, something that was unavailable when you and I were young, Lloyd. And the kids really enjoy them. So
They barely had printing with movable type when you and I were young.
And if you'll remember, some of the illustrations were really horrendously bad. You could barely tell what you were looking at.
Who's downloading these files?
Most of the email I've gotten has been from adults downloading them for children, frequently sons and daughters, grandchildren, nieces, nephews, that sort of thing.
You can find the album pages at stamps.org, then click on the main education page. I'm Lloyd DeVries of the Virtual Stamp Club. For more on stamps and stamp collecting, visit virtualstampclub.com.